Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Artie Johnson reporting. Will the U.S. move military equipment into Eastern Europe? The United States is considering storing heavy military weaponry and equipment in several Baltic and Eastern European countries. The proposal to send a strong message to Russian President Vladimir Putin, the U.S. will defend its NATO allies in Eastern Europe. Tensions are already high in the region following Russia's annexation of Crimea and the conflict in Ukraine. A leading U.S.-British newspaper says Russian and Chinese figures have decrypted top-secret files stolen by former U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden, forcing British authorities to pull spies from live operations in hostile countries. The Sunday Times says the pullback was ordered after Moscow gained access to more than 1 million encoded files in Snowden's possession when he fled the U.S. in 2013. A U.S. grand jury has charged Snowden in Moscow with two counts of violating the U.S. Espionage Act and theft of government property. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is warning world powers negotiating a final agreement to stop bickering over nuclear issues or put at risk the June 30th deadline for such an agreement. Iran continues to balk over an issue for U.S. and European allies to inspect Iran's nuclear facilities. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says negotiators are working toward an agreement and he plans to join the process in Vienna.
I will be absolutely, fully, and totally engaged in those talks. I am now. I haven't missed a tick. And I'll be traveling over there at the appropriate moment in the next days in order to press forward at this critical moment of the negotiations.
Mr. Kerry was discharged from the hospital on Friday after breaking his leg and being treated for it in Boston. He suffered the broken leg during a biking accident while on a break from the Iran nuclear talks in Switzerland. Tehran says the demand for inspections could compromise the nation's state secrets. Activists say Kurdish fighters have made advances toward an Islamic State stronghold in Syria near the Turkish border amid tense fighting between the two sides. The fighting has forced thousands of residents to flee to Turkey. Hundreds of Syrian refugees gathered near the Turkish border Saturday, attempting to escape the violence. More than 2 million internally displaced citizens are settled into cities, towns, and camps near Iraq's Kurdistan region. VOA's Randy Hennig reports.
Shaklawa has seen its population surge with the addition of more than 26,000 Arab refugees and displaced persons.
Naturally, because so many refugees live here, there are a number of challenges: health, water supply, sanitation, rising house rents.
Some residents of the town complain that Arabs are taking all the available jobs.
Let's have a camp for them where they can work, and we work for ourselves.
Arabs say they feel comfortable in Shaklawa because so many others fleeing violence in other parts of Iraq have already settled in the city. Kurds are now a minority in Shaklawa, and many say they are considering moving to other parts of Iraqi Kurdistan. They're asking the regional government to address the issue as soon as possible. This is Randy Hennig, VOA News.
The chief of South Korea's Samsung Hospital told a televised news conference today the hospital will suspend all non-emergency surgeries and no longer accept new patients after the deadly Middle East respiratory syndrome took foothold in the facility. Since the first case was identified in late May, 145 people have been confirmed having the virus. 15 are dead. Hillary Clinton held the first major rally of her run for U.S. president, delivering a feisty, humorous, and very personal speech outlining her agenda and promising to promote equal opportunity and fight for the hard-pressed American middle class.
You brought our country back. Now it's time, your time, to secure the gains and move ahead. And you know what? America can't succeed unless you succeed.
The Democratic frontrunner also launched a stinging attack on the Republican Party, referencing a crowded field of candidates as being out of touch with the diverse electorate. Pakistan's Interior Ministry is allowing the non-governmental organization Save the Children to resume operations after shutting down its headquarters in Islamabad last week and giving staff members 15 days to leave the country. The ministry has not elaborated on its reversal. Authorities sealed the office in the capital city Thursday, accusing the organization of involvement in anti-Pakistan activities. By Friday, every office in the country had been closed at the time. An official said they'd been monitoring their calls and watching their offices and are suspicious. I'm Artie Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.